Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Tuesday of week two for your Eagles. They're going to be at the Atlanta Falcons Sunday night, and already they have a significant injury that is something to worry about. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, here with me right now. Good morning, Merrill. Yesterday, Doug Peterson gave an update on Malik Jackson. What did he say, and how significant do you think this is?
I think it's very significant. I think that's the word that Doug Peterson used in describing Malik Jackson's injury. He said it was a significant injury. He said they were still running tests to determine exactly what the next course of action is, but it's a lower leg injury, and it is termed significant. So that means he is out for some time. Now, whether or not it means the season or injured reserve, who knows right now, but I know that is a significant injury, and it's a significant setback for the Eagles because Malik Jackson was the number one defensive addition in this offseason. The thought of putting him with Fletcher Cox at the center of that defensive line excited a lot of people. Now, they do have some depth there. They have another very good defensive tackle in Timmy Jernigan, who was not healthy a year ago but is back and healthy this year, so that helps. But they use a rotation, and this really does leave them one very good player short.
Yeah, it certainly does, and Malik Jackson was brought in to help free things up for Fletcher Cox, so it's definitely a blow after week one. One thing I do want to talk about from last week is DeSean Jackson, and we talked about how great he played against the Redskins, but there's another angle to his story the other day, and that's his halftime speech. When they were down significantly at halftime, you know, reports have come out that DeSean talked to the team and said, you know, I know these Redskins, they're going to fold, you know, they think they have this, and we're able to come back and win this game. What do you think that says about DeSean and his growth at this point in his career?
Well, it shows that he is 32 years old, and he's not just a great athlete, but he is a mature athlete who has been through a lot of wars in the National Football League with the Eagles, with the Redskins, with the Tampa Bay Bucks for a short time, and he knows what it takes, and he can communicate with his teammates. His teammates embrace him. They were excited about having him back, and now he is not just a great player, but he's one of those veterans that the younger players will turn to, and you get into crunch time, you get into a time like the Eagles had at halftime when they were down 20-7. It's great when a veteran can step up and provide both some wisdom and some inspiration.
You know, looking at the Falcons, Merrill, they struggled against the Vikings. It was a bad loss in Minnesota, but this is, you know, this is the National Football League. Yet you can never take a team lightly. Why is that loss against Minnesota no reason to take Atlanta lightly going into this Sunday night?
Well, all you have to do is take a look at the Atlanta depth chart and look at the names in that lineup. They are a very talented team. They got off to a bad start. A lot of teams got off to bad starts this week. Some of it attributed to the fact that veterans don't play in the preseason games, and maybe they just weren't in sync. But we know that the Atlanta Falcons are a very good football team, and they're also a different team at home. You go into their building, you're finding a much different team performance-wise than what you generally find on the road. And add to that to the fact that the Atlanta Falcons, it's only the second game of the season, but they're already in a desperate mode. They know if they go 0-2, they are in deep trouble, and then their fans start to turn on them. So believe me, you're facing a desperate, talented team on the road, and that's always dangerous.
You know, Merrill, without revealing state secrets, you know, it's a Tuesday at the NovaCare Complex. Yesterday, Doug talks. Practice starts to resume again on Wednesday, tomorrow. Without giving away state secrets, what's a typical Tuesday like at the NovaCare Complex on a regular week for the Eagles when they play on a Sunday? What type of preparation are the coaches doing on this day, 2 days after a game?
Well, this is the cerebral stuff. They're not out on the field. Some may go out there and run a little bit, but basically they're there to go through the films of this past week's game, do the corrections, and start the film study that is required on the Atlanta Falcons.
And speaking of those Falcons, Merrill, I want to kind of do this thing with you every week where we talk about the most memorable games you can remember against a particular opponent. And in this case, with the Falcons, two come to mind immediately, and I'm curious what your most memorable Eagles-Falcons game is that you've called. Two come to mind immediately. One, the NFC Championship game, which sent the Eagles to Super Bowl 39, and the other, the NFC Divisional game from two seasons ago that eventually led to the Super Bowl 52 victory. What is your most memorable Eagles-Falcons game?
Well, that would be definitely the one in 2000. I guess it was already 2018, but it was the end of the 2017 season where they beat the Falcons on the end with the great pass breakup to Julio Jones, and it was broken up in the end zone, and that enabled the Eagles to win that game and then go further and beat Minnesota and then beat New England and become champions of Super Bowl 52. So that's the most memorable of all the Eagles-Falcons matchups. You can go back 100 years to when Dick Vermeil's team was beaten by the Falcons in Atlanta on a field goal missed by the Eagles. Eagles had a short field goal to win it, and it was wide right. I will still remember that, and that was their first crack at the playoffs. It was a wild card game, and that was where it ended.
And in fact, you know, speaking of playoff games, the last win at the Vet was an Eagles-Falcons playoff game in the, again, divisional round against Michael Vick. And because they lost the next week to the Buccaneers, that was the last win at the Vet. I also remember that as a memorable game.
Oh, I remember that too. But those things are in the past. It's the new Falcons this year and a team that went into the season with playoff and actually Super Bowl hopes, and that's who the Eagles will have to concern themselves with right now.
Yeah, most certainly. And we'll continue to preview that tomorrow. The coordinators talk today, Merrill, and I look forward to getting your thoughts tomorrow morning. Thanks for the time, as always.
See you then, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.